Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today will remain sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 38. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 54. And in the news for today, a bill criminalizing temporary living on public property is set to come up for a vote in the Wisconsin State Assembly when it convenes today. The bill, AB 604, moved out of the Assembly Committee on Housing and Real Estate after a party-line 6-4 vote last week, with all the committee's Democrats voting against the recommendation for the full Assembly to adopt the bill. Under the legislation, temporary living on public property would become a Class C misdemeanor with corresponding penalties of up to $500 for a fine or 30 days in jail. It would also prevent homeless support organizations from receiving certain grants in full unless those groups can prove their efforts have helped people get permanent housing, a job, or reduce the number of people experiencing homelessness multiple times. That in part from this morning's Wisconsin Public Radio online news. The bill aims to put pressure on local governments to work harder to resolve homelessness in their communities, said Representative Alex Dahlman, a Republican from Green Lake, author of the legislation. The writing of the bill had no input from actual unhoused people or agencies that work directly with them. The bill would designate public property, including land owned by local communities, as structured camping facilities and to assign homeless people to stay there. Another section of the bill would give $300,000 in grants to organizations for more housing navigators from the state's allotment under the American Rescue Plan Act. That provision alone is likely to draw a veto from Governor Tony Evers if it reaches his desk. The governor has repeatedly vetoed legislation that would direct how he spends the state's funds from the federal pandemic relief legislation. That, according to a report in the Wisconsin Examiner. The Nearly Noon News will report on the outcome of the vote on Wednesday's broadcast. From the Milwaukee State Journal comes this report that Judge Bruce Schroeder, who will preside in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, denied more prosecution motions on Monday at the last scheduled hearing before the trial is set to begin in a week. Rittenhouse, who is 18, is charged with homicide and attempted homicide in the August 25, 2020, fatal shootings of two people and the wounding of a third during unrest in Kenosha that followed the police shooting of Jacob Blake. His attorney said he acted in self-defense. Judge Schroeder laid out the final ground rules Monday on what evidence will be allowed when Rittenhouse goes to trial, ruling he'll permit testimony from the defense's use of force expert on how police welcomed Rittenhouse and others carrying guns during the demonstration. And finally today, in local news from Viroqua, adding information to a report from yesterday's news, the sign-in code for tonight's City Council meeting, where there will be a discussion and possible vote on a proposal for a 1-year trial to allow ATV-UTV vehicles to use all city streets in town, will take place virtually via Zoom conference. The code is available from the City of Viroqua website, found at www.viroqua-wisconsin.com. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.